It's time for Taco Tuesday, a weekly program where we talk about nutrition and your health with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing. It's time for another edition of Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we talk about nutrition and related subjects. And with us in the studios once again, we have Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist. And how you doing there, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back on the air again this week. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Hearing good comments about people appreciating the information you're passing out on the airwaves. So
awesome. And if people have questions, things they want to hear about, they're always welcome to share it with us, and I'm happy to answer questions as well.
All right, and we'll give them your contact info at the end of the program here.
Absolutely.
But today we're going to talk about something I know absolutely nothing about, but I have heard of.
Good.
The ketogenic diet. I guess I was seeing it as keto.
Keto. That's how most people talk about it.
See a lot of that on Facebook and elsewhere, and I know absolutely nothing about it. So to the novice such as myself, tell me all about the ketogenic diet.
Absolutely. Well, I thought this one might be a nice one for us to talk about as we kind of roll into New Year's resolutions here in a couple of weeks. And oftentimes people are looking for easy or quick or effective ways to lose weight. We've talked a lot in other conversations about getting enough healthy fat in your diet. And this is kind of taking that fat piece to the extreme, if we want to call it that. So a ketogenic diet is really one where roughly 80% of your caloric intake is coming from sources of fat. Then we have about 15%-ish coming from protein and a 5% coming from what are called net carbs. So that's the carbohydrate you're taking in minus fiber. So the ketogenic diet was originally developed for epilepsy. So it was developed to help for kids who are not responding to medications, do a ketogenic diet, or sometimes something called a modified Atkins, where we really cut out a lot of carbohydrates. And then what happens is our body, instead of using glucose, which is its primary energy source, that's a carb, it uses what are called ketone bodies. And those essentially come from fat. So in doing that, what the research has found now recently and why people use it is research has shown that it can be a really effective way to manage weight. So effective for weight loss, it's effective for epilepsy in some cases. So in some seizure disorders, it might work. Even cognitive health. So if you have certain genetic makeups, Alzheimer's can be... We can't say not treated, but a ketogenic diet in some cases can be helpful in managing some of that. But again, very dependent on your genetic makeup in that situation, because for some, it appears that a high fat diet might make things worse. So when we think about the ketogenic diet, benefits and risks to doing it. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits first. And I think the biggest one, like I said, is healthy fat. So if we do a ketogenic diet appropriately, we're getting in lots of really great sources of healthy fat, which is something we often don't get enough of. So when I refer to healthy fat, what I'm talking about primarily is good omega-3 fats. Have you heard of omega-3s before?
That I have heard.
Yes.
Isn't that like fish and things like that?
Absolutely. Fish is one of the best sources because it's our active form of omega-3. Our body doesn't have to convert it to use it. And when we think about more inflammatory sources of fat, one of the kinds we think of is something called omega-6. Have you heard of omega-6 fats before?
I haven't really separated the categories, so you'll have to explain it to me.
Absolutely. A lot of people just think of them kind of as omegas combined, but omega-6 is a lot of what comes from like our vegetable oils. So when we think about the ratio that we want to have of omega-6 to omega-3, the ideal ratio would be roughly 1-to-1 or 3-to-1. So we're often getting more omega-6 than omega-3, and that's okay. But the typical American diet right now is probably closer to 15-to-1. So a ratio of 15 grams of omega-6 for every 1 gram of omega-3. And that's very pro-inflammatory and can lead to a lot of disease. So if we use this diet to get in a lot of good healthy fat, those omega-3s, there can be a lot of benefit in that. Now, an important thing to keep in mind if we're doing this for weight loss is that weight loss does not always equal health gain. And I think that's a really important distinction, because often we just see weight loss as kind of the ultimate goal. But really what each of us is looking for is to be healthier, right? To gain health. So with that in mind, there are some things to kind of keep in mind with a ketogenic diet. One of those is that if we're not taking in the right kinds of fat, it's going to be highly pro-inflammatory. So if we're getting lots of good sources of healthy fat, that can help reduce our cholesterol. But if we're getting in a lot of saturated fat, especially from animal products or too many omega-6, that can start to drive our cholesterol up. So I have one patient that I worked with for quite a while who I did not recommend ketogenic diet for him, but he decided to try it and he lost about 60 pounds. But he also drove his cholesterol through the roof. Good cholesterol, you know, our HDL and our quote bad cholesterol, right? That LDL. So doing it appropriately is kind of important. And what that means is even if we're cutting out carbohydrates, it's still really important for us to get fiber. So we talk about those net carbs. A lot of people think, well, I'm going to do ketogenic diet because what that means is I can eat all of the bacon and sour cream and heavy cream and steak that I want, which sounds like an appealing
diet,
right? Sounds like
a good plan, right? Diet everybody's looking for.
Absolutely. But that's the kind of ketogenic diet that's really going to drive negative and inflammatory markers through the roof. So what we're looking for if we're going to do a ketogenic diet is to do one that's still really rich in non-starchy vegetables. And that's the place that a lot of people really fall short when they do keto is getting enough of those good, healthy vegetables. And what happens if we don't get enough of those vegetables, we don't get enough of that fiber, is we start to destroy our gut health. So a lot of people get confused about nutrition because they feel like the recommendations are always changing. But one recommendation that really hasn't changed and won't change is that we need fiber. Lots of different sources of fiber, but one of the most important ones when we're talking ketogenic diet or any diet for that matter is getting those veggies. So everything from broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and beets and all of those great vegetables, all of them count and all of them are important. We also need phytonutrients. Have you heard of phytonutrients before?
I've heard of Fido the dog, but not Fido the not Fido the nutrient. No, I have not.
A little bit different. No. Spelled okay. A little bit right. Differently, right. Too. This is a P-H-Y-T-O.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
right.
Yes, a little different. But phytonutrients are things we get from the great colors in fruits and vegetables. So we're not taking in any fruit and we're not taking in enough vegetables, then we're often missing out on those phytonutrients as well. So we need to be a little bit cautious about being adequately nourished as we do a ketogenic diet, if that's something that we choose to do. But we can also lead to, you know, it can lead to unintentional weight loss. And I think that's something to keep in mind for somebody who maybe isn't doing it for weight loss reasons, but is doing it for cognitive health or seizure management or something like that. It is an effective diet for weight loss often. So we need to be really cautious about that as well. So really my recommendation, if the ketogenic diet is something that you are interested in, something that you wanted to try or have been doing, just important to make sure that you're being adequately nourished while you're doing it. Work with a dietitian and a doctor who's educated in the ketogenic diet. Ask questions. There's a lot of unreliable resources out there for nutrition, so make sure that you're looking for people who can really take everything into account, our relationship with food, our nourishment, and not just the weight itself.
Okay. I suppose that's the case with any diet.
Absolutely.
Not just the ketogenic diet, but anytime you see information, do a little more research and find out the pros and the cons.
Absolutely. And not every diet is right for everybody. Somebody might thrive on ketogenic diet and somebody else might really have a lot of negative results from it. So important to take into consideration what's appropriate for you anytime we're making any of those changes.
All right. Well, Amber, we're getting close to the end of the program here,
yeah.
But we want to mention again that you work for the Synapse Center for Health and Healing.
Yes.
And that's located in the metro area, but you are out here working remotely.
I sure am.
In Madison, Minnesota. And yep. How can they find you if they have questions on this diet we've talked about today or any other diet?
Absolutely. So you can go online to our website, which is officialsynapse.com.
And that's S-Y-N-A-P-S-E.
You got it. S-Y-N-A-P-S-E, officialsynapse.com. And just click the little link at the top for a free discovery call. And It'll have you fill out a little questionnaire. You can just put on there that you're interested in talking with me, and we can get you set up with a visit.
All right. Sounds good. And they can do that 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Right there on the website.
You got it.
All right. And you're always happy to help.
Always happy.
And happy to answer questions. If anybody has any, they can let you know, or they can let us know here at the radio station too during the week. We can write them down. And
definitely.
Questions on nutrition. And
Post them on the Facebook link, any of that.
Right. And we'll address them on the program again next week.
Absolutely.
Taco Tuesday with Amber Boyens here on Q92. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Amber. Listen again next Tuesday at this time for Taco Tuesday, when we talk about your health and nutrition with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing.